shame on her.
Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
A friend of mine said to me, but had you not been baptized in water?
And then you could be saying, I shall say, your mother was one.
By immersion.
Well, you see so much.
I said, yes, I have been.
So I'm not telling you about my swank.
But I will do it again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I dip my feet into the cool ash.
No.
I didn't care. If it was any icy water, I would have gone into it. But when I put my feet, I tested it.
I said, Jesus.
I'll tell you my prayer. And then I waded into it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. But to them it's nothing.
Now, I'm going to say,
Jordan, oh, it's a river.
Oh, Jordan, so there's another Jordan, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray.
I will say a book
that the Spirit of God.
So when you're missing,
will quench their test.
Because
he's the best person to do that. He said, "Feed me with revelation."
Jesus.
Give me the water of the Spirit. Number three, Jesus said that I was a stranger. And you took me in.
Now, yes,
Jesus is saying that my brothers, the nation of Israel, they are a strange nation among the nations of the world. When I was growing up, I thought that Jerusalem and Israel was in heaven.
Jerusalem and Israel, I was so.
I think the river Jordan was a river in heaven.
Jordan swan so was so.
But when I was growing up, I heard they are on
earth. Wow. You
mean Jerusalem is here? Ladies and gentlemen, if you go among them, if you read that land, you will see that it's a very strange land. Let me describe it to you. Among the nations of the world, when you hit that land, even the airspace, you reach the airspace, you will sense a difference. Of course, if you are spiritual. All spiritual people, anytime they reach nations, they know the strong roads in the nation. They know the nation is all open up for the gospel. They know the place is dark. They know the city is open up and all that. I am telling you that when you reach that place, unless you are not a spiritual person, you will see that this is a different land, because God said that is my land on this earth. All the earth is God, but he says that place is for me, and I give it to whomever I choose. I stayed mainly in Galilee, but I made incursions to every corner in Israel. But I can tell you that the city of Jerusalem, if you are entering it, you will see that even in Israel, the city of Jerusalem has a different atmosphere. It's wonderful. you will see that the atmosphere has changed.
It's
like you're on a rough road and suddenly you enter a smooth road. You can see that, no. Even you are sleeping, you can say, hey, where have you reached?
Se fa se wo fi pata do awu ko takurade a wo fi haya wo du kwan ya wo ya nma di ko tagusu a wo na si so bo se kan ya se when you say what do they be for?
Ask any spiritual person who has visited the Holy Land. They will tell you there is no nation on earth like
Israel.
No matter how you can enjoy anywhere, it's not like
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm saying all this to make you to know that that is they are like strangers on earth. They are like, they should be somewhere and they have come among us.
Now they come here who say, Saffron, look what to be some young professor, especially
so, and Jesus says, look, I am going to be like a stranger on earth.
Now, yes, you can say, the Bible,
when you look at our Lord Jesus, don't you think that he is a stranger among us? I mean, he came in the form of a man, but he is a stranger as if he doesn't belong here. That is a kind of feeling that you have towards the nation of Israel, or the kind of sensing that you get. You see that this is a strange place. And the dealings of God with them is very strange. I mean, it is too strange. So that if you try to use your mind to try and understand it, you will get into religious righteousness and you will not inherit the kingdom.
And it is what the word you to say, what person would say, said the one young couple, and you would think it out. Now that you are coming from me.
But, for example, how can they say that, well, it is God who has blinded our eyes that we cannot see Jesus? It's very strange. Jesus says that, I was a stranger among you. My brethren, they were strangers among you. But how did you relate with them? How did you love them? Because the way you love them is the way that you love me. Because like them, I'm a stranger in this way. I came from the Jerusalem above, and I am here on this day.
Now, yes, you see, me na no so ya hohwe wo montem. E kwa mo be faso ni na nyan kita wode na be ti se e ma me me ba e na mo ni mi wo en kita wode ni pepe pepe.
So he says that I was a stranger, but take me in.
Asi na me ya hohwe den so mo fa me na montem.
In other words, accommodate the Jewish people.
Na ne o kan say Jew for mo ma yan ti wo masi.
Accommodate them for God's sake.
Na mo ma yan ji wo mo ture sa wo nyankopo nti.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Strange. When you listen to the news, you hear strange things. One of the recent strangest of things that happened was their 6-day war in
1967.
Where they mesmerized all the armies that had come against them in just 6 days.
Ah, one more, Emma.
And to them, angels came to help them. These are people who don't believe in Jesus, but they know that angels came to help them to overcome the enemies. Angels came, they appeared, and they went.
Now,
they said it. Not fanatics, but intellectuals. I went as a student to go and learn, not as a tourist. But they said it, the angels came to help them.
Now, woman, your papa, woman, did Christian me. Now, so, how could no more come on, woman, say? I saw before Baba Bramu, no more, no more.
When I went to the Holy War, I saw one of them that didn't have eyes that, as far as I was concerned, didn't look like a human being.
Now, a man, me call, a bamba now, woman, child, go, woman, me call, who are say, I come out, and she, I won't cast away, nipa. Yeah.
Because our eyes met like that.
Now, on in and do a share.
Because they were all busy praying, you know, doing their thing.
Now, no one in any other bomb fire there.
But this man, our eyes met like that.
Now, one son of bomb fire, so we need to know any share.
And just like in the Jordan, the anointing of God, those are the two places I felt literally God's anointing.
Where Samia, Mianua, Mi wisi wenya mi wusa na ba mi swankasa.
I'm telling you that it's very strange.
Me kacho se hupa.
How can they explain themselves to the security council that angels came? How can they explain themselves that God says the land is mine? How can they? It will be fire. You man thinking. He says I to be strong, but take me in.
Now a bad moment to me akasa saya kono aso abo for bo wa ma mo ko ya na so se saa sase ya sase onyankopon e dia ma omo be ya da chiye se na so onyame se yanji wo ntum.
One of the resource persons said this.
Now one more omo chiye se ya ne kan se bi
that till today
be sin
they are people, they call them angels.
Omo wa ko fa omo fa ma so abo for
say they don't know them.
Omo ni mo omo.
It's only if you have a bright idea as a Jewish young person, you want to do a startup, they call it. Those people, without knowing you, they will sponsor you. The money will come for it. And they say they don't know where they are from, so they are angels. They call them angels. This is a finance lecture. They call them angels. Financing them. Financing them. You think it's so strange? Jesus says, I am a stranger. My brethren, even the least of them, they are strangers, but take them in. Take them in. Don't repel them and say, well, every human being, look at Palestine, look at this, and look at America, even look at Ghana and all that. Say, look, I may look strange. God may deal with them strangely, but he says, that, take me in.
Now, see, church, any bakuka say, bin moha, who be a sicker finance, south phone, who say, sicker by, eh, show woman. Now, see, south phone in Omo from a swab before. And it's Bible, yes, you say, Omo woman in a year, who don't you want, yes, here, Nancy Yangi woman too.
So support them.
Or see, young woman.
And welcome the strange dealings of God with them that doesn't go with international law.
Now say when you coupon you are my dear, the paddy I want to ask any you say a yamine and you woman.
There is a higher law than the law of the United Nations.
And Maka Sebraha as you see United Nations and Mra.
Where do you stand?
And if I know Ujina.
Next of all, Jesus said I was naked.
But yes, you see none of that jack.
And you clothed me. The first mention of clothing in the Bible makes us to know that clothing has got to do with receiving grace. Because when Adam and Eve ate that fruit and they were naked, they saw suddenly revelation that they were naked. The Bible says that at the end of the day, God sold tunic of skin and clothed them.
Now, Bible my yetia say when you go pound the abua and huma epamataya mawom.
And then we see how gracious God is.
Now, you who said when you go pound the tunic,
disobeyed God.
And now, why you suit as far back? And now, when you go pound now, we wada ho.
He comes to clothe you.
Then, so Baba no wakata.
Jesus said, "I was naked and you clothed me."
Now, yes, you see, now me shashu so we share matter.
He is speaking to the fact that you ministered grace to me.
Now, or kasa say. Yeah, they are dumb and they know
we need to be gracious towards the Jewish nation and the Jewish people.
I will say, yet are dumb and a Jew for any Jew minor.
Whether they disobeyed God or not, he says I clothe them. Whether they don't respect Jesus or not, he says I clothe them. Because they are my brothers, and that is the way that you can show how you love me.
Clothe
them. The Bible says that because God wants to show us mercy, he denied them of mercy and grace.
Now I say, it's not so when you put Papa or Chena Duma or Sunti, while Mana Duma called you for me.
So the grace that they should receive, we have received it.
And it's a Duma, I was a call, Mosuna by your soul.
What we can do is to minister the same grace to them. Until they get persuaded of the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through our mercy, mercy is coming to the nation
of Israel.
So God says that they should clothe them or minister grace to them.
And it when you go and say, "Yen kata wamu so na yen che adumi bima wamu."
Now the next thing is that Jesus said that I was sick.
Na niatusu biyon say Yesu kase na me yare.
And you visited me.
Now what about Srami?
Wow. I was sick.
Asina mi yare.
It is say you healed me.
Wa nka se wo sa mi yare.
It's strange that Jesus didn't say that.
Ne he say yes wa nka sa.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because the solution of a sickness is what? Healing. Have you thought about why Jesus didn't say that?
Now, what do you say to Yusuf Ankasa?
Well, he said, you visited me. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus wants us to look beyond to the ministry we must have to the holy people of Israel.
Now, yes, you can say Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sick means that they can be wrong. Yeah. When you are sick, there is something wrong with you. When Jesus said, I was sick, he was talking to his brethren about his brethren that they can be wrong. But still visit me. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't discard them because they are wrong. Because as a human being, very soon you will see that they are strange people, but they are human beings also, and they do the wrong thing, they have the wrong decision, and they make certain things which are not correct. Saying that I was sick. There was something wrong with my brother. But you did not isolate them. You did not say, no, these people leave them alone. They think they are better than anybody. Leave them alone. So
I
will say, yes, but visit me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that everybody must make it an aim, as long as you want to travel in this world and not stay in your nation alone. As long as you like to travel, take airplane or whatever, one of the things that you can have, one of the ambitions you can have is to visit the Holy Land. Not because everything about them is right.
Now,
they can be sick spiritually. They can be sick politically. Among the nations of the world, they can have sick attitudes.
Now,
Jesus says that is where you show love to me.
Now,
Jesus
says,
visit me. Visit me. Don't isolate the Jewish nation. Visit them physically. Don't let them feel isolated from the world. Because they have got sick international relations policies. So take the airplane and visit that land. Ladies and gentlemen, it didn't take me an easy battle to visit the land. Because you see, when you have options, like you have United States, you have Canada, and you have Israel, which one will you choose?
When you visa, yes, for US, for Canada, not for Israel.
They're going to pay everything for you. You make a choice.
Just say, yeah, you will be the man, you'll be the man, you'll be the man, you'll be the man, you'll be the man. Yabeko US papa. Trump.
There was somebody who was telling me, hey, can you stand the bomb? Bomb.
Wasi wabi huya wasi wasofu wasami ensendiye. Israel padia ni bomb nenam.
I am teaching you how to inherit the kingdom. The ultimate relationship you can have with the kingdom is not to seek to see or to enter, but to inherit it. I had every discouragement for 2 full years. Until I went down on my knees under the auspices of my wife.
Hey, mama now. Or say under the auspices.
Because every time. Hey!
US, Canada, Israel. And not under the auspices of mama now or vampire.
In my life, I haven't done 2 all-nights before, apart from that time.
Israel konya grow. Wase wanya all-night in your new trust so sad that Israel
continue. Do you know why I went down on my knees? It was among all those of us. Only me, my visa had not come. Hey!
Wase wabia visa ba. So for kwa visa get is a all night 2 days. Utia udia back it will be 2 hours we die. So yeah,
that's why I'm sharing this message with you.
And it's in a minute which has asked for me.
Well, sometimes you think that people are lucky, you know, life, fate, destiny.
Look,
You have to take what is yours. Because me, I was somebody said, no, they say you must take it by force.
Well, see, yeah, now you're doing it, sir. Abrabonani, GDA, Kowanin, confess was a sheer. Do my dear, hallelujah. Now, did you add you until 2 days or nights for Israel, sir?
There are certain things I cannot tell you.
And send me what I want to me, country.
How my papers, me alone, my papers was getting missing 3 times. Define the understanding of the why yours, you alone, 3 times.
Now, woman, you know, you the son of Shofu, you will call a crack, highway. Clear from the inside fire. Aira.
Hey, ha! And I had to get my passport ready in the very short time. The thing is, hair breath.
Look at you, Rebecca. Hair breath.
Ladies and gentlemen, all that I'm telling you is that make every effort. If you love Jesus, he says that I may be sick. We didn't go to some places because they threw bomb there.
Now, young baby, if I say I want to bomb at all,
are you going to say, well, they throw bombs, so I'll go to Canada. As for Canada, you see, even the prime minister, he looks very nice, young, nice.
We back to me, I can say, Canada, what your bomb? We say, one more president, now put in one fair.
I'm only telling us that Jesus says that, look, my brethren, they were sick. You could see in the world that this nation, they are sick by religious righteous, they are sick. But he says, don't isolate me, come to me.
Now
I was sick and you visited, not healed. Visit.
Now I see, yen say, so funny, would you for the beer almost say beer say yare womutrim? Nashu and Kasa me yare na wusame yare or se me yare na wuba the sram. It you say the kwakosra wom.
Finally.
Ye chatu.
And I'm bringing my message to you. Finally.
Ye chatu.
Jesus said this is a 7th point, right?
Now yes you see, when
Jesus said that I was in prison.
Now yes you see, na me the fiasi.
And you came to me.
Now,
do you understand what that means? In prison means that I was hemmed in.
Now, prison, just a wish a baby, I want to say, would you want a new
physically? You are being hemmed in.
Now, when you punish me, baby, I was a new
you. Originally, you can be born again, you are free in prison, but physically, you have limits.
Now, I bet you never said, but so soon when I will feel for it, would the hawk?
Jesus,
how the nation punish you there? What came on the
wall? Our dearest Jesus was telling us about the condition of the nation of Israel.
Because
you look at them, just look at the map, you will see that they are in prison.
Because
they have been surrounded by enemies.
Hey,
wow. Have you got a country who has all the neighbors surrounding him, Arabic?
Now, Shekua, a queen is one more word, I told you, I said, I Arab for. Yeah!
Only two of them seems to be quite nice, but you see, me, I've dealt with the elitist of them. You know, they are still careful with them, like Egypt and Jordan. They returned the Sinai desert, they are next in 67 to Egypt, and then in the Camp David Accord, and then they kind of had a very soft stance, and Jordan. Because the Jordan River, they share boundary even after today, so they have some cooperation. But they look at that, they dine with them with a long spoon. You understand that? Because never again are we going to be destroyed by people we trust. Never again. They are in prison, surrounded by nations who have vowed that we are going to clear them from the map. If you are there, you are a neighbor, you are where you are living. All your neighbors are against you. And you don't have anywhere to go but to live in that land. You look up, you look at through your window, and you see one of them trying to point a missile at you. And you have to dodge. Oh yeah! They are all careful. They are all careful. They are there. They are all careful. You see young men, you see pistols on them. Oh! They have to be careful. Because they don't know. That person who is dining with them, they don't know whether he's going to bomb them. Jesus said, I was in prison. You do it to the least of my brethren. You are doing it to me. He says, I was in prison, but you came to me.
Now, you hear Israel, Sassina, baby, I want to. I don't want to win, I said, I shall wear with you. Nani potu benkum ni fani wanim enyi na na wanya fani na bibia si na wukam wana beba eni ti isa fono omu so omu dama omu bie ha na bia chituo iti onyankopo bie omu enimu omu na omu nya tutuo ni pamuse abunsa maado ajo na etuo na besinko eni ti omu tina wane shiro emu na omu te ofa benkum ofa ni fani enimu ni neti omu yina etano ni mpo wanu omu so omu ni omu ya fani kakrampo mu omu ni omu didi anomu she odi adwane si wo che mo te ba kwansan wate anansu se omu nyina beti abom esa sesa bombom ba nyenye nyina 1 2 3 oya na yekọ anu ti ama wo mu ti ahunye hi mu ankasa na shi yesu se se ye betumi abani se empo wo omu sati bia na wo mu no ye betumi anka yenko ho ose nka yenko ho.
May the Lord open the door for anybody who wants to love the least of his brethren. May he open the door for you and your household to fulfill the word of the Lord by visiting the prisoners.
When I put on me up on mouth, now we know what this Yamuna Kunja.
The same God who opened the door for me.
When Yamekrona will be a poor demon,
may that same God open the door.
I receive it only up
so that you can fulfill the scripture.
So when Yamekrona will be my abbey,
so that in future when the king comes,
I must adapt to be a hineba.
He will say, come to me, blessed of my father. Inherit the kingdom. Because when I was in prison, you came to me. When I was a stranger, and I looked like nobody understood
me,
you took me in. You didn't let me become isolated in the world. At least I am part of the statistics to show that people say wants to go to Israel. You can't legislate against a country that people want to go there. No. We have to preserve physically Israel. There is something that you and I can do in order for us to enhance the kingdom of God coming and for us to inherit and enjoy heaven on earth. It has to do with how we relate with these blessed people, the special children of Israel. It has to do with that. The way you relate with them will determine whether God will bless you or prosper you, open doors for you, defy all odds, and bless your life. How you relate with them.
Na ne woman say, when Yankupon ye adum, nana sama dia ma ye to me fan ye juma. Na when Yankupon bet to me aye shaka said ya mao. And I'm kita wudia when you want my Israel bena. Bampaya say na mi bama wukwine. Na ube to me aye emwa, ube to me asrawam. Ye a yomu ye dia ye kainsono. Ube to me aye dia mao. And no one when Yankupon bet to me di shaka seba bro. Ube to me di kwenbiye ke sebia bro. Ube to me di ye dia ke sebia bro. Esasa ube nya kwina himyeno. Wusu wafa emuse eya wodia wabra wuma kwain na wama sasemi abemu ewa wabra bu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Current Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.